This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pro-Kremlin officials have blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in a key Ukrainian city controlled by the separatists. The municipal building in Donetsk was seriously damaged by the rocket attack. Separately, Ukrainian officials said Russian rockets struck a city across from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, injuring 6 people. Late Saturday, a Washington-based think tank accused Moscow of conducting, quote, massive forced deportations of Ukrainians, which it said likely amount to ethnic cleansing. The attacks on both sides came as Russia has lost ground in the nearly 7 weeks since Ukraine's armed forces opened their southern counteroffensive. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has called for faster military development and announced no change in policies that have strained relations with Washington and tightened the ruling Communist Party's control over their society and economy. China's most influential figure in decades spoke at the start of a party meeting Sunday that was closely watched by companies, governments, and the Chinese public for signs of its future economic and political direction. It comes amid a painful economic slump and tension with Washington and Asian neighbors over trade, technology, and security. The Congress will install leaders for the next 5 years. Xi, 69, is expected to break with tradition and award himself a third 5-year term as party leaders. This is VOA News. Find more at voanews.com. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday called embattled British Prime Minister Liz Truss's abandoned tax cut plan a mistake and said he's worried that other nations' economic policies may hurt the U.S. amid what he called worldwide inflation. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Biden said it was predictable that the new prime minister on Friday was forced to walk back plans to aggressively cut taxes without identifying cost savings after Truss's proposal caused turmoil in global financial markets. It marked an unusual criticism by a U.S. president of the domestic policy decisions of one of its closest allies. Biden's comments came after weeks of White House officials declining to criticize Truss's plans, though they emphasized that they were monitoring the economic fallout closely. Biden said he was not concerned about the strength of the dollar and set a new record against the British pound in recent weeks, which benefits U.S. imports but makes the country's exports more expensive to the rest of the world. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Iranian media say a towering blaze at a notorious prison housing political prisoners and anti-government activists in Iran's capital killed 4 inmates. That's according to the country's judiciary Sunday. Saturday's fire at Evin Prison in Tehran was extinguished after several hours and no detainees escaped, other state media said. In online video, gunshots and explosions were heard around the prison. The fire raged as nationwide protests triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody entered a 5th week. State TV on Sunday aired video of the fire's aftermath. Scorched walls and ceilings in a room it said was the upper floor of a sewing workshop at the prison. October 16th is World Food Day. Millions of people around the world cannot afford to eat, while others are suffering malnutrition because of climate change and failing crops. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization says 80% of the world's poorest people live in rural areas, and they're the hardest hit by natural and man-made disasters. Recapping our top story, pro-Kremlin officials have blamed Ukraine for a rocket attack that struck the mayor's office in a key Ukrainian city controlled by the separatists. The municipal building in Donetsk was seriously damaged by the rocket attack. Separately, Ukrainian officials said Russian rockets struck a city across from the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, injuring 6 people. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.